Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. You are tuned in to The Poets Will Be Reading Letters. I am very frustrated, although I am here. We have lost time, so I'm not going to play any music that I had scheduled to play in lieu of the lost time with Blog Talk Radio. You are tuned in to Dear Royals, episode in which poets will be sharing letters from my most recent book of letters, poetic letters, as I'd like to call them, Dear Royals, Panhandlers, and Hopeful Souls, 42 Unpublished Letters. My name is Dee Dee Wright. I am the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I am also the veteran teacher, just returning to work day before yesterday. Very hectic, but very happy about that, representing the Boogie Down Bronx. I am the author of Poetry to Life, Youth Struggle Love, as well as Dear Royals, Panhandlers, and Hopeful Souls. There is no need for me to go through much of the protocol, but I do want to make sure that everyone is aware that there will be a book release party in New York City this Saturday at 5 p.m. It will be held at the Financier Pasture, I believe is the way that it's pronounced. It is a bakery. There will be coffee. It is a free event. If you are able to make it or at least able to spread the word, please do so. Located at 983 First Avenue, East 54th Street in New York City. And this show is an idea given to me from a poet who will be reading a letter this evening from the book, Dear Royals, Panhandlers, and Hopeful Souls, because there are so many poets that are so supportive that will not be able to make it to the book release party. This is our celebration of the book's release on the air. It will definitely be available for the podcast thereafter. If you're not following the talk show, please do so by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. 2 is the number 2. The only rule that I would like to put in effect this evening is if you would like to speak on the air, please know that you are welcome to do so. Please mute all background noise before you read a letter, before you get on the air. That way we can all hear one another clearly and it will not be any issues with communications. Now that that has all been said, I would like to first say thank you to everyone who is and will be reading a letter this evening on the air. It is very exciting for me to hear these letters, considering I wrote them, but in someone else's voice or in the voices of those who have all in part inspired the publication of this book. By the way, if you have not yet received the book, ordered the book, it is on sale for $6.50 for different reasons that I cannot get into at this point in time. But please follow at Poetry to Life on Instagram, Poetry to Life with the number 2. You can order it via that link, or you can order it at PoeticSoulInc.com at the boutique. Please press *1 if you're waiting on the air to speak and read a letter. I don't have a specific order in which I plan to go. We are currently experiencing an issue with the host line and guest line numbers. Our engineers are actively working to resolve this issue. Please watch for updates. They can kiss my behind. Hopefully y'all can hear me, and hopefully they can too. With that being said, we're going to go to the phone lines and begin reading these letters. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Rashida calling from Newark, New Jersey.
Hi, Lady Poetry. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. A little frustrated with everything going on with the show. I'm like, not on my sixth night. We can't have this type of trouble. I mean,
devil is always busy.
I'm telling you, he's working, I mean, 54-7. My goodness, I'm proud of him.
I know. So am I, and yeah. I appreciate your concern and your call prior to us being able to get through to the air. All of us were having issues, and thank you for all the text messages, letting me know that pretty much it wasn't just me that was experiencing the problem.
Okay, good. All right, I know we don't have much time, so I'm going to go ahead with my read. It's on page 34. It's called Dear Poet. Before I get into it, I just want to say this is an amazing book. Shame on you who are listening that do not have it. Purchase it. It's only $6.50 right now. It's a good book. You will enjoy it, and I'm going to get into it right now.
Thank you,
Dear Poet. You're welcome. Dear poet, you paint paper with realities you wish existed, with the bitter pains of yesterday, with the hope of missionaries on the ground. You write about a struggling mother, a revolutionary, the older guy who told you a story touching you in passing. Your pen documenting where we stand in time. It is difficult for us. We feel so deeply. We sink deeper. We are sometimes misunderstood, yet remain in search of understanding. That is the advantage we have. Lying within the paradigm, it seems to also be a disadvantage. Our pens scribble both. It is a gift we have been given to express in writing what a Polaroid used to catch in a frame. Our desire to be remembered spills onto paper. We write in our minds. Being a poet is not synonymous with being in a secret society. However, we understand inexplicable facts about one another. Within alliteration and internal rhyme, we communicate what lingers in shadows and shines in our senses. Poetry crossing barriers, uniting individuals who may never meet face to face, but no less connected. Poetry releasing who we were, replacing that space with who we are and destined to be. I understand your mind, poet. I hope your pen never loses its ability to move. I hope it changes lives. More importantly, changes yours. Keep the pen and paper close. Add your dictionary and books written by great ones to your tote bag. May I read your words one day. May the youth read your words one day. I admire your passion. We are synchronized.
Thank you so much. Yay, you read that so well. And I know Rashida more personally, so I know that that's not really her swag, but you read that just like it was.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, see what I did.
And I appreciate it. Thank you. That's the perfect way to set this episode off, dear poets, because that's what we are and will always be. Thank you so much for sharing and calling in. I hope you're able to stay with us.
Yep, I'll be with you for a while. I'll see you.
We ain't got that much time. Hold on 1 minute, sis.
Absolutely.
You all are tuned in to The Poets Read Letters. I'm not going to be talking too much because I do want to get to the phone calls. If you're waiting to read a letter, please press *1 because there are a lot of callers and welcome. Everyone is welcome to provide feedback. The poets are mostly reading letters from Dear Royals Panhandlers and Hopeful Souls. I'm going to the next caller. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, Dee Dee. It's Jenny from Miami.
Hi, Jenny, one love poet from Miami. How are you this evening?
I'm good, girl. And you?
I'm here. I was very annoyed, but my energy is picking up. I'm letting it go. So you're reading a letter, and I wanted to have more time to talk to poets, but I'm not quite sure if we'll be able to do that. So just tell me, the title of the letter that you'll be reading this evening.
I'm going to be reading Dear Bodega Man, and as you know, it was my favorite one from the get-go, without further ado.
We discussed that very briefly. Okay.
Yes, I have something to say. Writing it is easier for me. Ever since I was a little girl, you were here. Early in the morning, Café Bustelo permeating the air, I smelled it before I left my building, walking towards your contribution to the community, the bodega. If it was the hottest day in the Boogie Down or the coldest of NYC winters, you were there. You may not have noticed that I noticed, but I realized that you were not born here. You did not speak like most of those that had been here before you arrived. It never bothered me. As I understood it, my ancestors were not from here either. It was fine with me. My friends would say, he's from Puerto Rico, or he comes from Honduras, or he came from the Dominican Republic. I learned the language early. My friends would teach me, ask for leche, jugo, agua, so I did. Communication has always been intriguing to me. I learned more and more simply to say gracias to you. There were times where money was short. My mom never sent me to the bodega for credit. I would walk around for 15 minutes looking for a snack my quarter would cover. Dame dinero, mama. I was grateful. And the next day I paid. In essence, you taught me that the value of trust, along with the system of credit, a lesson that lives on. In hindsight, you are a leader in the community. Your children grew up with us, the music blasting for the bodega, forcing the neighborhood to learn how to do merengue and salsa. You brought your culture with you, teaching as you learned. You conveniently forgot English when the police interrogated you about activities taking place outside your business, perhaps within. When the Hispanic officers arrived, they knew nothing, said nothing. Loyalty few would understand, some may even condemn you for. Bodega man, I watched you as a child. As an adult, I smiled, hug and kissed your cheek with gray hair underneath your sombrero. Yes, I would love a cup of cafe con leche y equal, and my daughter would love a free blow pop. Bendición, hombre, siempre.
You read that like you wrote that. Aw,
Girl, I loved it. It's still my favorite.
And the language, and of course it's natural to you being your native tongue. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for reading that way. I wish you all could be in New York City on Saturday, but I'm going to bring your voices and energies with me.
I wish.
Thank you for sharing this evening. Please don't go anywhere. I'm trying to also extend the episode just a little bit in case I see that there's a lot of callers. So are you going to stay with us for the rest of the episode?
You know I will.
Thank you, Jenny. Hold on one moment. Y'all are tuned in to the Poets Read Letters this evening. I'm going to the next caller. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from?
Good evening.
Good evening. Who are we speaking
to? Hi, it's Alicia, calling from Connecticut.
Alicia from Connecticut. This is my Velcro.
Yes, can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you very well, and I just want to announce to the audience not to put you on the spot and you text me and cuss me out later, but this is Alicia's first time speaking on the air, but has been on the air for, I would say, 98% of the episode. So everyone in your house right now, clap your hands. Okay, great. Now that we've gotten through that, Alicia's representing Connecticut on the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening, which letter will you be reading?
I will be reading Dear Didi.
Uh-oh. There's a note to self. Whenever you're ready, Leash, we're listening.
Okay. Dear Didi, note to self. There are so many layers of you. In your brightest moments or darkest days, remind yourself of where you came from and where you would like to arrive. Remember your calling. You have many. You know there was a point in time when you were unsure of whether you would be alive today. Despite the losses you have endured, you remain standing. You nicknamed yourself undefeated. Recall that when or if it seems unbearable. You have shocked many, even yourself. Your life has a purpose, and I am more proud of you than ever before for realizing that. You are an eternal student, thirsty for knowledge, humbled by wisdom. You learn from every encounter, your eyes picking up on details that others miss. Your desire to communicate these lessons and observations is what makes you as much of a teacher as you are a student. That is your pathway. There was a time when you diluted your mind, repressed your passion. Remember? You felt things stronger than most could relate to. You still do, don't you? It seems like a curse, doesn't it? However, you know deep down it is not. Build your fortress there and retrieve as often as you like, deep down. Come a long ways. You have prayed many days. You have been given a lot in terms of gifts. To whom much is given, much is required. Are you cool with that yet? The beauty in the journey is it continues, and when it does not, you have completed your course. I will end this with this. You have made your ancestors proud. You have set a bar for your daughter and the apples in your mother's eyes. You are loved by many and maybe admired by many more. Your words linger. You exposing your soul to courage. You will not be forgotten. You will not be forgotten. You will be remembered. Keep hope and that fire alive.
Holy shit. Did you write me that letter?
If
your
I could,
voice.
Right?
your voice. You sounded like almost like the Queen Mother Maya Angelou herself. I'm not exaggerating at all. Wow, that. Thank
well,
you so
glad
much.
Glad I could do it justice. The whole book is amazing. I love it.
Thank you, and I'm so happy that you were able to read and share on the air this
and
evening.
Come
this
through.
Is a historical.
Yes, I showed up. Okay.
Yes, you did.
I
yes.
showed up. Now, all right. Now move on because you don't have a lot of time.
Okay, I'm going to Lee. Stay with
all
us.
Right.
Thank you so much, my Velcro. Okay.
No
hold
problem.
On.
Love you.
Love you too. You all are tuned in to the Poets Read Letters on the air this evening, and I'm just like. I'm blown away by it all. And there are still people calling in. I may be able to extend the episode. However, I am also trying to listen to each poet as they read these letters. It's bringing them more to life. I am going to go to the next caller. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from? Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? This is Adela.
I'm great. Hi, Adela. Adela, what city, state you represent?
San Antonio, Texas.
She's representing Texas. Adela is the poet who initially asked about this type of episode, considering she's in Texas and so many people are in so many places and won't be able to make the book release party. So, Adela, thank you for this idea. I really was not thinking about it at all. And when I read it, I was like, oh, that is amazing. So thank you, Adela.
No, thank you for allowing me to read your work.
Yes, ma'am. And I requested that you read this one because, well, I don't know. Do you know why?
I feel like it just feels so familiar to me, and I feel like I'm here right now. Like, this poem is reflecting where I'm at right now.
Uh-oh. Well, then, I think that's enough of an intro, and it represents your fire, in my opinion, and so that was the reason why I had suggested it. Whenever you're ready, we're listening. You can give
right.
the audience the title.
Okay. It's Dear Ex-Boo. Dear Ex-Boo, yes, it has been a long time. I plead the fifth to whether or not I've missed you. The answer is irrelevant. There are no bitter feelings at all. Why should there be? If there were, I can't recall their flavor. The lesson that you taught me has been understood. If you understand that, then you should also be able to understand why I cannot share with you the ingredients of that lesson. With all due respect, I no longer feel the need to flatter your supersized ego, nor prove my intelligence to you. No, I do not live at the same place geographically or mentally. Growth was always a priority. Therefore, I have relocated many times since I last saw you. Do I remember when you did what? No, I'm sorry. I don't remember that. As a matter of fact, are you sure your recollection is not off? Are you not currently off? Oh, I taught you a lot. Did you apply it? You did. Even better. I'm sorry. No, I do not know what you are saying. Thank you, but no thank you. I have a ride and I'm not hungry. My number, I'm taken. Don't think that would be such a good idea. If you are still as intrigued by me as you seem, you can Google me. Didi Wright is who I am.
Girl, see that? See that? You did that.
Did
you
like
did
it?
That.
For real?
I love it. You have the swag and the tone and the attitude and the voice that I felt when I wrote that letter. I mean, you really, thank you. I mean, you slammed the hell out of that letter. You really did. I knew you would, though. I know you would.
Thank you so much for letting me read this. Thank you.
Thank you for the idea and for reading it the way that you did. No, seriously, thank you, Adela. You cannot leave.
You have to stay. Everybody snapping their fingers at all the... Yes, please do stay. I think I may have enough time to come back to you. I want to ask each of the people who read the letters a question, so definitely don't go anywhere.
No doubt, no doubt.
Hold on one moment. Oh, I have goosebumps. I feel like it's this energy within me that is just, I love you all. I'm grateful for each and every single one of you. You all are tuned in to the Poets Read Letters. The poets are reading letters from my latest book, Dear Royals, Panhandlers, and Hopeful Souls, 42 Unpublished Letters. I'm getting ready to go to the phone line to the next poet. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from? Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Hold on one moment. I'm hoping that's a phone issue with the caller and not an issue with Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to try that caller in another moment. I did want to say that part of the reason why I decided to write this book of letters was based on this talk show, the Poetic Soul Talk Show, and interviewing and listening to poets, writers, authors, artists, dancers, musicians from here to California to Canada has inspired me so much. And as a host, I do my best to remain neutral while trying to engage the audience and, you know, try to keep my opinion out of it to some extent, but still wanting to share. And so Dear Royals, Panhandlers, and Hopeful Souls, 42 Unpublished Letters, what was my response to the things we've discussed on the air, the things I wanted to discuss on the air and may not have known how to do so without seeming like I was crossing a line or being inappropriate. I am very conscious of my image and, you know, what I portray and trying to remain positive and inspirational at all times. And so Dear Royals is really how I feel about the things discussed in the book. Once again, if you have not yet purchased it, it's on sale for $6.50 because CreateSpace printed the wrong version, not the edited version. There was two files on the website. I know the order number of the one I ordered, and they sent me a different one. And so because I didn't want to throw away 50 books, I decided to cut the price in half due to their error. But with that being said, if you have not yet read the book, please do so. And there will be a book, too, 42 more unpublished letters that will be released hopefully sometime toward the beginning of 2016, maybe the middle of it. This is book one. I'm going to go back to the phone lines. Hopefully the caller will hear the cue. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Greetings. Hi. How are you? Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
This is Heather from Jersey.
Heather from Jersey. Hi, Snuggles.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
Great.
Glad
thank
to
you.
Be here.
I'm glad, and I was just getting ready to say thank you so much for making yourself available for this. And, you know, you are like the 12th hour poet most of the time. Outside of, you know, and I'm like really conscious of time. I don't want to rush anything, but I do at the same time because you cannot be cut off on the air for a second time in your lifetime. So please, without further ado, introduce the letter that, or, you know, share the title of the letter and please share with us the letter you'll be reading this evening.
Okay. The letter that I'm reading tonight is Dear Mr. and Mrs. Obama. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Obama, as I write this letter, you are the President and First Lady. I am simply happy to have been alive to witness your time in the White House. Politically speaking, I have never been able to relate to any leader of this country as much as I have been able to relate to both of you. It is not simply that you are African American, although that is. Excuse me. Let me slow down. Let me start over. Is that okay? Hello?
That is absolutely fine.
Okay. Let me start over.
Okay.
I think I'm just so excited that I just can't stop. All right. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Obama, as I write this letter, you are the President and First Lady. I am simply happy to have been alive to witness your time in the White House. Politically speaking, I have never been able to relate to any leader of this country as much as I have been able to relate to you both. It is not simply that you are African-American, although big deal. It runs a little deeper than that. When you ran for president, and of course I include Mrs. Obama when I speak of you, my daughter was 2 years old. I remember coaching her. Who are you going to vote for? Obama, she would say. As the race got closer to the end, I continued to ask my Aunt Duma, now deceased, who was 75 at the time, Duma, are you ready to see the first black president? He is not going to win. I don't want them to assassinate him. That moment, when all of the polls had been counted, gives me goosebumps to this day. I looked at the father of my child, tears in his eyes. I called my Aunt Duma. She was so overwhelmed with emotion, she could not speak. I called my mother, who was laughing and crying simultaneously. Roman Martin on CNN was silent on TV, trying to collect himself. I heard music and cheering in the street. I was a bit disoriented in disbelief. Early that morning, I drove a few miles to my old neighborhood to vote. As I arrived at 6 a.m., the school, which was normally never crowded on the morning of election day, had a line that stretched halfway down the street. Those memories giving birth to the moment I was in. It was beyond surreal. It hit me the next morning when I was on my way to work and the tears flowed. Talking to my students that following morning was the highlight of my day. Finally, I could tell them that one day they could be present without feeling as though I was selling them a false dream. You and the First Lady with your daughters was an image that the world needed to see. Young, hip, confident, well-spoken, and in touch with people. What an inspiration. As you went on throughout your presidency, I recall moments that I have read in your book. I understood your tone a bit better, I believe, because of it. Quite honestly, I have not done any research, but knowing you grew up in a single-parent household afforded me yet another opportunity to relate. The way you handled adversity, extremely condescending rhetoric, your sarcasm, humor, and your determination, even your ditty bop, is also very familiar. I cannot say that I agree with all of the policies, however, the respect was earned. At the end of the day, we are all human beings. I believe many expected you to have superpowers, to solve all of the problems that existed in the world right away, as if you were God himself. Watching and listening to Mrs. Obama, edgy and educated, makes me smile. Watching her dance and dress, delivering speeches and giving you that simply amazes me. I admire you both and thank you both for demonstrating grace and representing the underdogs with style.
Ooh, it was like you were sitting down in front of them. Mr. and Mrs.
I think
Obama.
That's how I felt.
Did you?
That's why I was excited and nervous at the beginning.
Did you relate to that letter?
Yes, I think that when I first got the book, I never read a book from cover to cover. I don't know why. So whatever page it opens to is where I started, and that was the first one I read. And
wow.
I fell in love with it because it made me recall where I was at that moment in time. So.
Very deep moment, and you did well with that letter, starting over or not starting over. I mean, I envisioned myself maybe one day being able to read it to them. You know, I have a very vivid imagination, and not to say that it's impossible, but highly unlikely, and I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be able to get through it from beginning to end. It's just that magnitude is what they represent for me. But thank you so much
Heather, for tuning in and sharing, taking time out of your life to read that letter on my behalf.
I'm honored. Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on one moment. Y'all are tuned in to the Poets Reading Letters. By the way, shout out to Heather Roberts, who also is in an anthology, A Literary Assault on the American Mind, along with me. You all need to visit silentnoisepublishing.com and order yourself a copy, especially with regards to the letter that she just wrote and, you know, just the American experience from different perspectives. However, I'm going to the next caller. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, Dee Dee, it's Two Libras, and I'm calling from Savannah, Georgia, and I'm usually calling from Newark, New Jersey.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, Two Libras, how are you tonight?
I'm all right. I can't complain. How are you?
I'm great. I thought you were back here, though. You're not coming back here?
I'm back and forth for right now. No, I'm not back.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad you're here with us in the spirit, at least, and glad to hear your voice. We've been texting each other all summer long, couldn't quite catch up with one another. But I don't want you to be cut off either. And the letter that you're going to read is, all of them are all important. But it's crazy because the way each poet chose the letter or received the letter that I wanted them to read was just who they are and who I am. And so I'm feeling so much more connected listening to everyone. Anyway, please introduce the title of the letter that you'll be reading.
All right, the title of the letter I'm reading is Dear Students.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you're ready.
All right. Dear students, you are our future. You truly are. I hope you realize how much I believe in each and every one of you. As your teacher, I will be wearing many hats. You will soon learn that I mean that both literally and figuratively. I will do my best to guide you to your destination. In that journey, I may sound like your aunt one day and a drill sergeant in the next. In September, you may think I am the most strict, callous teacher you have ever encountered. By December, you will realize that I am your ally. Forgive me in advance for the mistakes I will make. Thank you in advance for allowing me to also be your student. You will understand that later, I hope. My standards are high. Why would I lower them? You can absolutely achieve them. I am here to help you, so don't worry. I got you. All I do is ask that you do your very best. Mistakes are acceptable. Excuses are not. Unfortunately, you live in a world where little is tolerated. Whatever the circumstance may be, you must understand I am not only teaching you academically, but also preparing you for the world. Am I sympathetic? Yes, I am. Will I allow you to use any disability or factors that are challenges as crutches? Absolutely not. You will be the doctors, artists, and community leaders, the fashion designers, teachers, and architects, amongst other influential persons in the world. Positions in the world. I do hope you believe that anything is possible. I do. Dreams come true. Along with your family, churches, and youth organizations, you will accomplish what you were determined to. If you not only listen to me, but watch me and trust me, you will be ahead of the game. My goal is to tell you the truth and use that to teach you how to find it yourself. I look forward to this journey, the good times and the challenges. Challenges polish us. Good times are memorable, but both are necessary. I will always be accessible to you, whether you need a letter of recommendation or some sound academic advice. I will be here. Never forget that.
Ooh, yes. Clapping for you. And for those of you that don't know, Two Libras is also a veteran teacher. And so her choosing that. And that also being my predominant, you know, career and calling, you read that like you were talking to your kids. That's how you read that.
Exactly. Like I was in front of my classroom, like boom, boom,
exactly.
Boom.
And Two Libras and I have met. She has this bubbly personality that you hear, the energy and the buzz behind. This is who she is. She's like this in person, and it's contagious. Like that, you really did that. You read that letter like it was a lesson plan. Thank you so much.
No worries. Anything for you.
Thank you. You have to hold on. Don't go anywhere. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Whew. Well, I don't know if anyone has any feedback for any of the poets, but this would be the opportunity to share what you may have to say or whatever you're thinking. I did want to bring everyone's attention to the back of the book. It is kind of like a workbook in a way, but just to help us all grow, there are many names listed. Everyone whose voice you heard this evening, and far beyond that, their Instagram names and handles are in the back of the book. If you would all, if you're not already following one another, follow one another. I mean, this is temporary what we have as far as the talk show, I mean, allegedly, but the bonds and the connections that we've made is and hopefully will remain long beyond Blog Talk Radio and the Poetic Soul Talk Show and even beyond social media. We have really connected with one another. And with that being said, I wanted to shout out La Ciencia. He's not on the air this evening, but he called me to ask me if I wanted to have a book release party at this venue and where he is the manager and will be hosting the event on Saturday. I may record it and upload it to the website. To Blog Talk Radio. I will keep you posted as to that. And even though you're not there physically, you may be able to feel like you were in the room. And that's the way I want you all to feel. Thank you all for tuning in this evening. Tomorrow is September 11th. It's monumental, of course, and blessings to us all as a country, as well as to those of you who may have lost someone during that time frame or be experiencing any type of residual effects. I worked in Manhattan on Madison Avenue, and I could see people jumping out of the window of the Twin Towers in 2001 when this event occurred. It was kind of rough. September 13th is the 19th anniversary of Tupac's death. And so we will have a special episode on Monday, the day after, to honor him, and it will be an open mic episode, as I did last year and always do when it comes to Pac, because y'all know that that's my boo. I would love to, if possible, try to revisit Dear Royals and get some more feedback regarding the book. Again, if you have not yet purchased it, please do by visiting PoeticSoulInc.com, the boutique. You can purchase it there for $6.50. It comes up to less than $10 with shipping. I am going to end the episode by reading Dear Tupac, if he was alive, which is page 66 in the book, and also the poem that I wrote for his birthday, and then the episode will be ending. Once again, thank you all so much for tuning in. Please try to tune in on Monday for the open mic episode in honor of Tupac's death and life at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get your poetry ready. Get your comments and feedback ready to share. He is my boo. You hear me, Jenny? You out there, Jenny? I know she's laughing. It's all love. Okay, and this is it. Dear Tupac, as if he was alive. What up, Pac? OG, legend, inspiration, although gone, your spirit lives without limitation. Celebrating your 41st without hesitation, I'm going to slam this poem without perspiration. Here are some thoughts for you, boo. You did not live to see a black president, but one won two chances to lead this nation, and one person I thought of was you. There still ain't enough money for the poor, yet some of us who simply adore your trust, your truth stands for more than poverty. There was a course added at UCLA honoring you. Can you believe? Knowledge of your mind is the key. Where the fudge would hip-hop be if you could have informed the world of the blatant hypocrisy? Sister Maya, Sonia, and Nikki spoke of you in their poetry, the rose that still grows from the concrete even though you are deceased, allegedly. Auntie Asada is the first female on the FBI's most wanted list. I will simply remain silent. I ain't mad at you. Never quite understood your prophecies until boomboxes in the Bronx blasted that you may rest in peace. On September 13th and June 16th of every year, I blast Keep Your Head Up in my classroom for my students to hear. They wasn't ready, Pac. The world wasn't ready to embrace what you had to say. And sadly enough, 19 years later, they aren't ready today. Suge's dumb ass is in jail again. Karma's effing him up, his metaphorical zen. There's this quote, dress like you listen to Sinatra, act like you listen to Pac. I will do that till you are no longer hot, pretty much till my breath stops. Ladies love you, must be those eyes. I tell them all the time, back the F up. I saw the passion in them before you died, if that's not a lie. this dope poet quoted that I was the female poetic version of you, dopest moment in history. We are writing a book because of that view. Why Machiavelli, you clever soldier of light? No one else to call yourself? Sure, you're right. Hip-hop science clowns now, more fictional than $4 bills. The youth can hardly separate what is fake from what is real. Don't even know that thug life, what thug life really means, running around acting like this senseless violence is about cream. They made a hologram of you at a Snoop concert, had the crowd in tears. Though you may not have seen it, your influence has grown over the years. That middle finger, that rebel soul may have decreased your breath, but enriches my soul. Artistic tributes to you cross borders and seas, Pac. You would be proud of your legacy. You are referred to as the Black Elvis, the immortal one. It is not by mistake. Not many want to let you go. You represent those forgotten, those unheard, oppressed folks, those like Mumia on death row. We believe in you in order to grow. Where would this world be if you were here? An answer we will never know. Revolutionaries we remain, thinkers we will always be. You have given us so much in a quarter of a century. How could we not chant, Pac, rest in peace? Do the I Get Around dance with all of the OGs. Have Nate Dogg, Left Eye, have and Guru work on the remix of you and B.I.G.'s united version of Hit 'Em Up Part 2. Am I still down? That will never change, boo. Have a good night, all. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I had a great time after all. Hope to hear your voices very soon. Have a great weekend.